You see, two-year-old Imri, he was diagnosed at 2 months with something called DBA.
Okay.
It's a rare disease which doesn't allow him to manufacture blood cells. Let me say that again. His body doesn't manufacture blood cells. When your body's blood cells manufactured? In your bone marrow.
Sure.
He has no clotting system or immune system. He's two. I mean, there's nothing short of miraculous that this child has reached the age of two.
How does he survive this long?
When his mother got him to the ER, that's emergency room, the nurse immediately snatched him away and rushed him to the trauma unit. His hemoglobin, right, which is used to manufacture your blood cells, was 2.5. That's a level of someone who has passed away. In addition, he's recently developed MDS. That's a rare blood disease for children which often develops into leukemia. The unfathomable has become all too real for this family. So they've changed his name. His name is Imri Chai. And you know what? It actually says here, Imri Chai may not live past toddlerhood, but the truth is that God makes miracles every day. And we have to keep that hope in our heart. Absolutely, we have to keep that hope in our heart. So they are looking for a possible bone marrow donor. And joining us to talk about, to talk about Imri Chai and to talk about the fundraising. Well, not the fundraising, but how to get your bone marrow tested is Ryan Hyman. He's the National Director at the Bone Marrow Registry. Good afternoon, Ryan. How are you?
Hi, very good news.
Yes, very well, thank you. How's Imri doing?
As far as we're aware, the latest is he's doing okay, but he's got a long road ahead of him, and we're desperately looking for a match to save his life.
Why can he not be matched to one of his parents or siblings? Does he have siblings?
So the answer is that in reality, only about 25% of those patients who need a bone marrow transplant will actually find one from within their own family. It's just one of those things, just how genetics works. So he's got a 25% chance of finding a match from within his family. Unfortunately, there hasn't been anyone in his family who is a match. Complicating matters worse is Imri is what we would call an underrepresented ethnicity when it comes to bone marrow registries around the world, including Ezer Mitzion's. Despite the fact that Ezer Mitzion runs the world's largest Jewish bone marrow registry, we have 983,000 potential bone marrow donors within the registry and growing, frankly, on a daily basis. We have not been successful in finding a match for him. And part of the reason, again, is because of his ethnicity, which is the family's originally from Azerbaijan, which means that the chances of him finding a match are more likely from Jews within that particular region of the world, Azerbaijan, Eastern Turkey, Iraq, Armenia, and Georgia.
Wow. Okay.
Is this, I've got no medical background whatsoever. How is this kid surviving?
Lots of blood transfusions, lots of medical care. Thankfully, you know, the medical world has changed so dramatically over the, you know, last number of years. Look, we are against a race against the clock. If we don't find a match for Imri, Imri's going to die. I mean, I hate to say it in such stark terms,
but
that's the reality. And that's why Ezer Mitzion is doing a massive drive all over the world to try and find a match for him. You know, I mentioned a minute ago that we're the largest Jewish bone marrow registry in the world. Part of the reason for that is we have a very, very special and frankly unique relationship with the IDF. Every single new IDF recruit since 2005 has been given the opportunity to be swabbed and included in the bone marrow registry.
Wow.
We now have 545,000 Israeli soldiers, you know, heroes of the state of Israel and heroes of Jews all over the world for saving lives everywhere through their bone marrow donations. But, you know, again, as much as the registry has grown, unfortunately, there are cases, roughly 24% of the time, where we just don't have a match. And that's why we have to do a bone marrow drive all over the world to try and save Imrie's life.
Brian, so if you are South African and you happen to have a family background from the Caucasus or those areas that you spoke about, how would one go about testing one's own marrow to see if you're compatible and what is involved?
So it's a very, very simple initial test. Really, it's just a swab, which is almost like two Q-tips or cotton buds. They scrape off DNA from the inside of your cheek. And I'll give you guys the website to go to where anybody from those communities in South Africa or any of your listeners anywhere all over the world can reach out to us and request a swabbing kit. But what will happen is that DNA will be sent to our labs. The labs will test and see if they're indeed found to be a match for Imrie. Let's be positive and hope that one of your listeners is indeed a match for Imrie. What's going to happen next is there's going to be additional testing. It's a minor blood test just to see if they're making sure that the tissue types are all matched. Assuming that match is a positive, they'll begin the transplant procedure, which is for the donor. Very, very minor. It's pretty much like, almost like giving blood, except it takes about 6 or 7 hours. They'll typically go into either a hospital setting or they'll come to our bone marrow harvesting center in Israel. And then we start the process of withdrawing the stem cells. It's a 6 or 7 hour procedure. On Imrie's side, it's a little bit more complicated. What's going to happen once we find and identify a match, essentially, the oncologists and his doctors are going to start killing off his immune system by giving him massive doses of chemotherapy. And once that takes a number of days, he's going to be very, very sick. He's going to be incredibly immunocompromised. Any sneeze, any cold will kill him because he doesn't have the immunity to fight it off. But we will transplant those donated bone marrow cells into him, and then we start hoping and praying that the bone marrow match will take. He's got a long road ahead of him after that, but hopefully we'll be able to save his life.
Gosh, I've got so many questions. Sam, do you mind?
No, go for it.
Ryan, has there been an appeal to the greater Azerbaijani community, not specifically the Jewish community?
So you know, when it comes to bone marrow transplantation, the chances of finding a match and the match taking effect are far stronger and far better from within your own ethnic community. So as an example, but we had a case in September of last year, a young woman in Israel who was half Moroccan and half Yemenite. We were very specifically focused on the Moroccan Yemenite community because, in general, somebody who's, for example, Ashkenazi, the likelihood of them having a match for somebody out of their ethnicity is very, very slim, which means the chance that we've got to be focused on the Eastern Turkish, Azerbaijani, Iraqi, Armenian, and Georgian communities, and again, very specifically within the Jewish community, because there are differences from a genetic perspective and an ethnic perspective when it comes to bone marrow transplants that we have to take into consideration. I'll tell you this much. Last week in Israel, we did a massive drive for Imrie, and over the course of 24 hours, we swabbed nearly 6,000 potential donors. That happens to actually not be our biggest bone marrow drive. Ezemitzion happens to hold the world record for the largest ever bone marrow drive. It was about 2 years ago, where over the course of 1 week, we were able to swab 64,000 people to help to save the life of a little girl in Israel.
Is there anything that knocks you out in terms of the fact that, I'll just read what a listener has written in. I'm of Sephardic descent. If I'm on Aspavor for cholesterol, can I still be a potential donor?
The answer is yes. There are certain medications, yes, that would knock you out. If a person's ever had, unfortunately, cancer before, they're excluded. We're also only testing, and this is part of the international standards, we're only testing individuals between 18 and 45 years old. Once a person also has been tested by any registry in the world, no matter where they are located or anything, all the registries in the world talk to each other. They're all connected through the World Marrow Donors Association, just as Asimizion is as well. And if somebody's been swabbed once, the international registries have already gone through trying to find a match. And if you weren't chosen before, if you weren't a match before, you're not going to be a match now, for IMRI at least.
All right. Ryan Hyman, that is where we leave it. If you want that website, this is the address. Listen to carefully. www.ezermizion.org. And what I'll actually do, if you follow me on Twitter, I'll actually tweet the link and you can go and read about it.
Actually, Kathy, I could give you an updated link. It takes people directly to the page for IMRI.
Yes,
and it's
I've
very
got
simple.
That.
SaveImri.com. SaveImri.com. SaveImri.com.
Okay, absolutely amazing. Ryan, thank you so much. And just keep up the good work for what you do. It's not easy what you do, because not everybody's going to win their battle. But really, just keep up the great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your help getting word out to help save this little kid's life.
You're welcome. We need more people to do it.